Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're in the Navy Yard holding it down. 106.7 The Fan Studios. B's taking care of some business. A little TCOB for B-Mitch today. It'll just be me. We got a packed show coming your way. Trust me, man. But you got to start. I mean, the reason we all love March Madness, as much as I'm fired up about the Terps or people are fired up about their alma maters or their bets or their brackets or whatever the hell it is, the reason we love March Madness are the upsets and the buzzer beaters and, frankly, the colleges we never heard of that make you pay attention. And I know it was a playing game and probably not everybody was watching, but the Alabama State-St. Francis game last night was awesome. Alabama State scores at the buzzer. I'm not saying it was necessarily like high-level basketball. There's a difference between an awesome game and high-level basketball. But it was damn fun to watch, and I really enjoyed. So last night, I'm not sure when this happened, but I've become a TGL nerd. Like, I watch TGL. And so last night, I had multiple TVs going, and I was excited to watch the Carolina game just because I know how much heat they've gotten over the last few days. And I was curious if they would turn that into kind of the right kind of motivation. They sure as hell did, by the way, if anybody watched Tar Heels. Thank you, Jeffrey. But so I had, what channel was that on? Like, Brian, True TV?
True TV.
Dude, so one thing that was very odd about True TV, and if anybody was watching it on a streaming service, it looked like AI. Like, it looked super glitchy when I was watching it through my Roku. But then when I put it on cable, it was totally fine. So last night I had all the TVs going. Girls went to bed, fairly productive afternoon, and I'm watching the Caps, and then it was intermission of the Caps, so I switched from Caps to TGL. Again, I'm a TGL nerd. I don't know how it happened. I find it really enjoyable. Have you watched any of it, Landfill? It's kind of good, dude.
I don't get ziced.
I kind of like it. White Brian, any TGL in your life? Do people even know what that stands for?
Total Golf League?
Sure. I don't know if it's total or what, but it's the indoor video game golf. Last night it was the Bay. I have no idea how they've arrived at the teams. It was Bay versus Atlanta. I kind of think they must have had a draft because, like, Arthur Blank was there. I assume he's the owner of the Atlanta team. But next week's the finals, and we're, Landfill, we might have to get a TGL guest to preview the finals next week. B. Mitch will be fired up about that. So I'm flipping back and forth. Caps are just a wagon rolling, but I have the TV on, and it's Alabama State, St. Francis. I don't know the mascots. I don't know the locations. I assume Alabama State's in Alabama. But at times, we've been, you know, nobody would think one of the colleges is in Michigan that you think would be in Louisiana. Like Oakland. Oakland is in Michigan, not Oakland, California. There are times where we get confused. Comes down to the wire. Both teams are making plays. And then it just is like this sloppy turnover foul fest. But Alabama State, were they trailing or was it tied? I think they were down one.
Tied.
All right, it was tied. And the announcers, who I don't remember who they were, forgive me, are like, they're not going to try the baseball pass. You take this to overtime, take your chances. And then dude unloads. There's a scrum for the ball. Bama State gets it, slaps it around, up, in. It was so much fun for the tournament to kick off like that. And I got a very big kick out of it. So then I'm fired up. I'm March Madness high. Only to encounter Carolina just beating the ever-loving tar out of San Diego State. If you watch that game, one of those teams didn't belong in the tournament, and it wasn't the ones in Carolina Blue. What did they shoot from three last night, White Brian? 1,000%?
I'm not sure the exact number, but it was 6 for 9 in the first half.
And is that Melo Trimble's little brother?
No, I thought that too, but it's not.
They got to be related. They look alike. You sure they're not related?
I'm looking it up now.
Huh. That, all right, so Seth Trimble's older brother, someone named JP Takoto, who played for the Heels for a couple of years, maybe they're not related. They got to be, dude. I know, that's Mello. All right, maybe they're not. They look a lot alike.
Melo Trimble was 2016?
I think he might have been before that, honestly.
Yeah, pretty wide gap.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But it was a great way to start the tournament. I think Carolina's going to get to the Sweet 16 now. That's just how this is going to go, because who do they play now?
Ole Miss, I think.
Look out, Rebels, because the Tar Heels are coming. If they shoot like they did last night, they'll beat anybody. But it's a ton of fun kind of getting ready for March Madness. And I've never really been into the play-in games, but last night kind of got me into it. And then tonight, dude, got a DMV battle, AU Mount St. Mary's. I saw a stat today. Mount St. Mary's is undefeated when they score more than 70 points. So I guess the Eagles, are they both the Eagles? I think they are, right? So AU is going to want to slow that thing down, is my theory. And that starts early, too, like 6:45 or something?
Yeah, 6:40.
All right, I'm fired up. And then tomorrow, man, we'll be out at MGM. Make sure you come hang out. March Madness is here. There's no better place to catch every game with us than Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. Join me, B. Mitch, Grant, Danny, Thursday, and Friday for the opening round of the men's tournament. We're doing our shows live at Tap with mouthwater, game day bites, and tons of TVs. Your tournament headquarters is waiting only at MGM National Harbor. Now, we've in the past given Grant a hard time because he tends to, like when we all have remotes, when our show and then Grant and Danny have a remote, Grant tends to get there very early, and we've given him a hard time for that in the past, just joking around with him. I'm guessing he's going to get there Thursday and Friday early. And these 2 days, I do not give him a hard time because Tap's an awesome place to watch the games. And I think they open at 11. I remember last year, dude, if you want to get a table, if you and the boys or the girls or the people, whoever, if you and your people want to get a table, you got to get there early because they fill up fast, man. And everybody's going to eat, drink, be merry all day. I imagine if I was Tap Landfill, I would have like an hourly spend rate to stay at your table. Like, you can't just roll in there, get a Coke and a tater tots and chill for 8 hours. Like, I think they should implement some sort of pace of play metric. Speaking of pace of play, the Caps are an absolute wagon. I was talking to Johnny Kicks-Auville about it this morning as we both walked to the restroom. And, you know, the Red Wings have been fighting for a playoff spot. Like, the Red Wings are a decent team, and the Caps just dominated them last night. I mean, really start to finish. The Cavs had gotten in this weird, kind of bad habit of letting the other team score first. But LT was awesome last night. I think he got his 30th win as a goalie this season. The only thing, the Caps win 4-1. I mean, the young guys for the Caps are just so good, man. Protas had 2 assists. Strome had a goal. PLD had a goal. McMichael had a goal. Willie punched one in. It was awesome. The only thing that's not awesome is Ovi didn't score. And now we're at 8 with 14 to go, which I don't know why 8 with 15 sounded like no problem. 8 with 14, just maybe because they're both even numbers. I don't know. It just sounds a little tight. If you look at the Caps' upcoming schedule, they have the Flyers Thursday night at home, tomorrow night at home. I got a feeling Ovi's got to get one there. The Flyers stink. If you're a Philadelphia sports fan, enjoy the fall and the summer and the fall, because the winter sports are terrible. The Sixers are terrible. The Flyers are terrible. I don't mean this hyperbolic. I'd rather be a Sixers fan right now. And I understand kind of the weight of that sentence. Like, the Wiz are not good. Let me be clear. But at least there's a plan. I think the Sixers have $500 million, maybe more, committed to Paul George and Joel Embiid. And Paul George seems to want to play, just no longer can. And Joel Embiid seems not to want to. So I'd rather be the Wiz. I'd certainly rather be the Caps than the Flyers. Flyers stink. I'd like to see Ovi get 2 tomorrow night at Lambeau. And then all of a sudden we're talking about 6-13. It also kind of sucked. Sucks the wrong word. So the Caps were up 2-1 with like 4 minutes to play. I think it was 2-1. And so you're like, all right, well, Detroit's going to pull the goalie. Maybe Ovi gets an empty netter. Then the Caps are able to push one more in. So then it's 3-1, and you're not going to pull the goalie. And then they get another one. But very little to complain about over there. We got to get John Walton on maybe tomorrow or Friday. I'm going to save the story for John to tell it. But there's an incredible, incredible, whether it's serendipity or coincidence or whatever, John Walton has an incredible anecdote about the Gretzky chase that I learned yesterday. But here's why I'm telling you. If you want to watch, if you think Ovi's going to get one, go to the game tomorrow night, because Saturday's game is the Panthers at home. That's a big league, like maybe Eastern Conference final preview matchup, because the Panthers are defending cup champs, and they made a lot of big moves at the trade deadline. They're not exactly on fire right now, but they're a good team that's playoff tested. So that is going to be a really challenging game. Then the Caps are on the road for 2, including that big one at Winnipeg next week that we're all kind of amped up about. Then they go to Minnesota. So I would go tomorrow night if you can, if you want to see an Ovi goal. That maybe you get 2. Now, Landini, there's a lot for us to discuss. I'm going to turn to the people for some advice. I also walked in here. Are the people in the stream talking about me sweating? I kind of guess they are. Okay, good. I lost track of time downstairs, Landfill. I was so blown away to see Jeff Walker in the gym that everything got out of whack. All right? Jeff, are you feeling limber, bro? You got some good stretching in. Feeling nice and loose?
Yeah, I'm feeling great, actually, JP. I'm actually down.
I believe... You know what? Jeff takes his stretching very seriously, Landfill. I wish Jeff and I could combine our workout routines, because I don't stretch at all, and I'm 43 and need to. And Jeff really leans in on the stretching. You did got on that bike for a minute, Jeff?
Well, JP, my workout didn't start at the gym here. I always start at my neighborhood. I go up jogging up and down Eastern Avenue.
That's a scene over there, dude. I saw your Snapchat that one time. Are those ladies of the night of the day out when you're jogging in the morning?
Sometimes they are, JP, and I just jog right past them.
That's if you've never seen Jeff's Snapchat, there's some wild stuff on Eastern Avenue. So Jeff was in there. Dude, it drives me so crazy. Is Wednesday the day the most people come to work? Because the amount of people that just interlope in the gym, the amount of people that I swear are just grumpy that they have to be back in the office, that just go down there to hang out for 10 minutes with no real plan or rhyme or reason, it drives me nuts. And what drives me nuts further than that is I have lost yet another pair of AirPods. So I'm just raw dogging it at the gym. I just have to listen to people's conversations. Jeff didn't have headphones, so I got to listen to his Peloton instructor for the minutes he was out there. It drives me crazy. Does anybody have a cheap AirPod alternative?
Yeah, the earbuds.
Yeah, but it's hard to exercise with like the wire in. I don't know. I'm increasingly frustrated. I think my wife's increasingly frustrated that I continue to lose these little things. I don't know. We'll all persevere. I do want to get into some football conversation today. There's a lot for us to discuss. Neil Greenberg is going to join us at 11. I'm curious what he thinks about Ovechkin's kind of run now. Bev Fox from Yahoo Sports will join us at noon. We're also going to give away opening day tickets. You are 8 days away from opening day. I wonder if those bars and everything kind of a block away from us are going to open early. Like, the Salt Line open for lunch? Because I bet they'll be open early that day. I think I get to work opening day for NBC4, which will be fun. Found that out yesterday. Later in the show, Jeff Ehrman's going to join us. We're going to talk some NCAA tournament. We got to eventually, we got to make some picks, get our brackets in. I still don't know who B-Mitch is letting in to the B-Mitch and Finley not public NCAA tournament bracket. I am getting requests from lots of people, and I am just completely pawning them off to B-Mitch. I'm like, it's up to B. At this point, I'm not even sure if all of us are in. Landfill, are you in? You handed your bracket in?
I gave B-Mitch my bracket. I showed you. I gave you a preview first.
You did. You put it in the text thread, and you highlighted that you have Grand Canyon beating Maryland.
That is correct, yeah. Grand Canyon, which, by the way, I'm convinced is a fake school. Nobody's ever heard of Grand Canyon University or whatever before.
I think it's just
before
like
this year.
A brand new school.
I think it's like Bishop Sycamore.
No, dude, because Dan Marley was coaching there like 7 years ago or something. I bet it was. You know how a lot of colleges celebrate like their founded date? Like, remember when the Commanders became a thing and they messed up the dates?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Grand Canyon could be in that category where they're not so. Like, if Grand Canyon was founded in 2009, would not shock me.
Okay. I'll find out.
White Brian might have it.
1949.
No way. It was a community college or something. Here's what I know, Landfill. There's a lot of money in Phoenix and Scottsdale. There's a lot of money, and I feel like they got tired of, you know.
That's what ASU is for.
Yeah, but I think they were like, no, we need a, because Tempe to Scottsdale, kind of far, and there's some traffic. And I think they just started their own thing in Scottsdale next to like a better golf course. I can't confirm or deny that. I don't even know. Is Grand Canyon in Phoenix or is it up by the Grand Canyon?
Prescott, Arizona.
Prescott is how they pronounce it. I know that because I've been there with Mitch Tischler, John Keim, Rich Tandler, and Brian McNally and Michael Phillips. And Mitch hit like a trifecta at a horse racing bar and bought us all beers. Shout out to Prescott. That is weird because that's like a random little town that's not really near anything or near the Grand Canyon. I got no file on Grand Canyon, and I'm keeping it that way because Maryland's going to beat them. Landfill, serious question. I know how much you love money and not losing it. And this is you got to give B-Mitch a $20 bill to get into the B-Mitch and Finley not public bracket invitational. It's a $20 legit cover charge. Would you rather Maryland lose to Grand Canyon and you come in dead last in the pool or win the pool?
That's tough. I mean, I got a free roll because Greg is paying the entry fee. So
why?
I just want chaos. I want to see Grand Canyon win.
Hold on. Now, I get if Greg is like, Greg has the 20 and you don't have one. Why is he just paying your entry fee?
I don't know. He texted me.
Greg, what are you doing? Now, has Greg turned his bracket in? Because B-Mitch will not accept electronic copies.
Now, B-Mitch is, he doesn't believe in technology.
He might be a Luddite. He's like anti.
He's constantly.
Although he's good at technology.
I don't know that that's true. He doesn't know how Google Docs work. He's always replying all on emails.
He had a great reply all earlier this week. When I saw the reply all, I thought of Danny Ruye. Because now at two of these 106.7 The Fan nights. And Danny's a legit comedian. He's not the type of dude to recycle work, but he makes a Beamish reply all joke every time, and that makes me laugh. There's some things we need to talk about. I need some advice. I have a problem in my life that I have tried to take some time off, and then the next 2 days I'm not going to be in this location, so it gives me a moment of pause to gather my thoughts. I think I'm even going to open the phone lines up on this to get some real advice from the people. Perhaps there's experts with the problems I'm dealing with. I certainly want to lean in on the boys in the aquarium. I have a problem, okay? Now, if I had a problem with real estate, I know exactly who I would call. His name would be John Leahy. John is the man, and when it comes to the Fine Living team, they can get your house an instant cash offer within 24 hours. Think about all the reasons people move, right? A lot of them are family related. So for George and Sylvia, they were retired and they really wanted to relocate down to Florida so they could be closer to their grandkids. I mean, one, who doesn't want to go to Florida? And if you are a grandparent, don't you want to be closer to the grandkids? But not everything went according to plan. First, they tried to sell their house themselves. They figured they wouldn't have to pay the commission and they could just get it done. They lived over in Temple Hills. Stuff was going quick. Well, it didn't happen quick. And at a certain price, they needed to be able to afford their new place down in Florida. They realized they needed an expert. That's when Sylvia, George, they were like, dude, we're down on our luck. We better call Leahy. They called John Leahy in the Fine Living Group, and within just 3 weeks, they got a cash offer, 15 G's over the asking price. That's why you need to talk to John. If it's people that need help, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group will get it done for you. Trust me. You can figure out what your home's equity is worth in just 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. And say you're George and Sylvia and you know you got to sell a house at $475 to be able to buy the one in Florida at $375 and then live comfortably. Talk to John. He can figure that stuff out. And if you need a few upgrades on the house, just something to make it worthwhile to sell it, talk to John. He can front you the cash, and then you settle up with him on the back end at closing. It's easy. He does this every day. There's a reason why he's the DMV MVP of real estate. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group. Start.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Packing. All right, folks. We live in an era where people are encouraged to do the research, right? Like, the world's at our fingertips. You can do the research yourself. Now, a lot of times people find complete BS and then they claim that's the research, but that's a whole different topic. But Landfill and I decided to do some research on White Brian's claims that Grand Canyon University was in Prescott, Arizona. White Brian's an idiot. It's in Central Phoenix. B's texting me. Drab is our Arizona insider. He just came in and confirmed that. So White Brian's dumb. College basketball expert, but does not know where Grand Canyon University is located. Basically what Drab said, Grand Canyon used to be a fake college.
I think it still is.
It might still be a fake college. It used to be a for-profit college, which these for-profit colleges are the ones that like just encourage their students to rack up killer amounts of student debt. And then generally these for-profit colleges then partner with a credit agency that they report everybody to and take all their money. So it's a really pretty underhanded system. So we can't confirm or deny if Grand Canyon is that, lest any lawyer be listening. We're certainly not making any allegations. But Drab said they threw a ton of money at sports. They're trying to get good at basketball, and he thinks it's weeks, if not months, until they are extended an invitation to join either the Southeastern Conference, the Big Ten, possibly the Big East. We'll see. So let's just have Maryland beat the hell out of Grand Canyon, and then we never have to speak of them again. Now, Landfill, I have a problem. There are callers on the line to offer me advice. Don't even know what the problem is. You know, but I'm going to be honest. Last week, I think, last Monday or Tuesday, I got this big old, so I park like a block away. And I'm lucky that a buddy of mine has provided me a free parking spot for many years now. Right? We've been doing the show a while, and I park like a block away, and I have this free parking spot. I get down to my car the other day in said free parking spot, and there's this giant sticker. I think I told you guys about this. This giant sticker right where the driver's seat is. So I can't get out. Like, I have a hard time driving it, whatever, and it says we're going to tow your ass. All right. I do a little research. I got to do the research yourself, Landfill. Talk to my buddy that lives there. And he's like, dude, it's a rogue employee. You're good. Give it some time. So that was last week. And so I parked here in the work garage every day. $18 a day, I add. $18 a day. I'm here for this radio program's 4 hours. I bet I'm generally here for about 4 hours, 6 minutes. Some days I stick around. I got to be somewhere, whatever, but I mean, do the math for me on that. What is it, an hour? Why, Brian, 4 and a quarter? 4:50 maybe? So yesterday I was like, all right, maybe I go back to my old parking spot, and I rolled the dice. And I was like, you know what? This week I'm going to do 2 days at MGM. So this week I'm only paying for 3 days of parking. So that's a little less than $60, which is still a ton of money to park your car. And I'm debating, because I won't be back here the rest of the week. I'll be at Tapped. Yo, shout out to MGM National Harbor. The parking is free, Landfill. I think. But do you think by next Monday I should go back to parking there, Landfill? Even though apparently it's a rogue employee has very much threatened to tow my car.
I think you should park there.
Because you want my car to get towed?
I don't want your car to get towed, but it would be hilarious if your car got towed. So for me, there's no downside to you parking there.
Okay.
But for you, there potentially could be.
Should my car get towed?
That is correct.
I am going to call out on the radio show at 9:59 a.m. So
yeah,
consider the consequences. You might have your hands quite full. If my car gets towed, I promise you I'm calling out one day that week.
I mean,
that's a guarantee.
That happens all the time anyway.
No, I work remotely, but I still work. I'm telling you, I ain't going to work. Jeff, you are a veteran of car and parking problems. There was a period of time where you had a serial stabber of your tires. I mean, no person runs into more logistical trouble with their automotive vehicle than you. You think I should go back to parking over there?
That's tough, JP.
It's tough, right? Like, somebody's out to get me, man.
Why can't your boy just give you an updated parking pass?
Doug, we talked about it. Like, it is. Like, I'm up to date. There's no new sticker and I have the old sticker. Like, what my boy suggested is, so it's a garage with multiple levels. He's like, Doug, just go down a couple levels. Nobody ever goes down there. So now I'm traveling into the parking abyss. I mean, who knows what's down there, landfill? Could be full of mole people. What do you think about going further down, Jeffrey?
Yo, it's worth a try. I mean, that's still tough.
Damn, if this seems too risky for Jeff, I got to reconsider some stuff.
My thing is, you don't want to walk. It's always the worst feeling when your car is towed. Like, you walk to the car, you don't want to just be walking back.
Yo, did I tell you, I called Greg about this. When we had the 106.7 The Fan night, in Leesburg that night. So you went, didn't you, Jeff?
Yeah.
All right. So I parked in that garage right next door. Shout out to Leesburg. And whatever, parked, walked in, all's well. Walked back out to my car, walked to my spot, and my car's not there. And I was like, what the bleep? And I walked around in a circle. I was like, yo, did my car just get stolen in freaking Leesburg? And I walked another lap. And then I called Greg, and he didn't answer because I left early, and he was still hanging out. And then I walked around again, and then I was like, hold on, let me check my phone. There were like two separate basements to this parking garage in Leesburg that really threw me for a loop. I was very upset about it. I will open the phone lines. If there are any parking officials, like you work for Colonial or whoever the big parking outlets may be, I am curious what the deal is with towing a car out of a private garage. Because that doesn't seem like the easiest thing to do. 800-636-1067. I legit want your advice. The fact that Jeff thinks it's risky has me taking great pause. White Brian, what say you? You're the one that just told us Grand Canyon was in Prescott, Arizona.
Yeah, I think you should do it.
Just say F it, or you think it'll be fine?
You'll be fine.
Now, are you also rooting for my car to get towed like landfill?
No, I think it's just too much of a headache to get a tow truck into a parking garage.
That's kind of what I think.
Yo, why won't you just like print out a piece of paper that say, yo, my stuff is up to date. Don't touch my car or there will be serious problems.
Doesn't that kind of make it hotter? Like if the dude walks around that put the sticker on my car, you don't think he's going to notice this random?
I mean, JP, if he see your car, yeah, he's going to put the sticker on it regardless. Like,
that's true. You think he's a listener or she, perhaps?
No.
I wonder why. I don't understand it. But I think next Monday I'm back over there. Because $18 a day is a real kick in the ass.
Or get a dash cam and figure out who it is.
Then what do I do?
Then you approach the guy and be like, yo, Why are you doing this if my stuff is up to date? And then that way you have a name, and then you contact the company, and, you know, you can really get free parking and be like, yo, I'm being harassed by one of your employees. I'm getting tickets, and all my stuff is up to date. If you don't want this to be an issue, free parking forever.
I'm not going to do all that, but I like where your head's at. It's also kind of like a side hustle that I've got going, so I don't know that I can really –
oh yeah,
attack back. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a drug dealer gets robbed, he can't call the cops. You know what I mean? That's kind of where we're at in my parking saga. I will keep you all up to date. Neil Greenberg will join the program.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Graham at 11.
What is this, Breakfast at Tiffany's? All right, there's a lot of people are offering a lot of advice with my situation, my parking situation. My man Mitch in Manassas says he's been stickered before. Landfill, now we have a verb for what happened to me. I've been stickered. All right, Mitch, what do I do?
You got to get some rubbing alcohol on a razor blade to take it off.
Shout out to, so over at the Monumental offices, there's a dude that runs the garage, and he got that joint off for me, and I gave him a $20 handshake. So shout out to that dude. He's awesome.
He earned it.
Yeah, for sure. But is your only advice about how to get the sticker physically removed? Because I appreciate
it. It's horrible.
Yeah, but what do I do about, do I park there again?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't park there again because you are risking your stuff getting towed.
Can they send a tow truck into a garage?
Cowboy fan who does know who you are.
What's that?
I said maybe it's a Cowboy fan who does know who you are.
The Eagles fans seem madder at me lately, but yeah, you might be right. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tailgate Ted has an idea. He says hire a task rabbit to sit in your car one day to catch the guy harassing you for parking. And then have them grab you once they show up. To which Cody Betts, who's a rich tech executive, I might add.
Multimillionaire.
Replied, I'll do it for $400. I'm not paying $400 for somebody to sit in my car for 4 hours.
You got to get a motion camera and set that up.
That's what Jeff said.
Yeah. That shouldn't cost you $400.
How much does one of those cost? White Brian, look up a dash cam for me. It's a pet park downstairs.
I think it's $18 a day.
the monthly, you jerk.
230. That's not fun.
What is 18 a day? Assuming 4 weeks in a month, 4 work weeks in a month, that's 20 days. Assuming I'm in here 16 out of 20. What is 16 times 18?
360.
Damn. Are you sure?
That's not correct.
No, yeah. 20 times 20 minus 40. All right.
I feel like he just made that up.
White Brian, dog. After you told us Grand Canyon was in a different state, I'm feeling a little suspect about you. What'd I say? I'm here for 16 out of 20 days a month times 18.
16 times 18 is 288.
Yeah. Why, Brian, you say it very confidently, but you're wildly off.
I thought you said 20 times 18.
No, I said 16 times 18.
He said 316. That wasn't even close.
Yeah, I did 20 times 18. My fault.
Yo, for all the, like, JP doesn't know how to do math, I think I'm better than Brian.
Also, a dash cam costs $130.
Oh, damn. Is $180 for... Ooh, I just got a...
$18.
Yeah, $18. All right. So I can pay $18 for a dash cam. All right. We've gotten to the source. Hello, sir. How do you do?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I have a quandary, sir. Well, I have a problem.
No. You're not doing good, so I'll just cut to the chase.
Okay.
When I was in college, I worked in a, this is how old I am, a service station, and I used to tow cars for mechanics liens as well as we would do parking garage. We had a low-profile tow truck that gets into those garages. It's very easy.
Damn.
In today's tow trucks, they have these things on them that they grab the wheels from the inside. You don't even have to get out of the truck to do it. You go grab the truck, you go grab the thing, put the thing on a remote, pick the car up, and haul it out. 30 seconds.
So you're telling me they got AI tow trucks now?
No. They're not AI. But the actual thing that picks up the car, it wraps around the wheels, and it can be controlled from the inside of the truck.
So in your experience, should I stop parking there?
I would go to the owner of the building. I mean, you got context. Go to the owner of the building and find out what's up.
Yeah.
If it's the owner of the building who's giving you crap, you're hosed. If it's just some tenant, talk to the owner.
What if I just drive down to the bottom of the garage?
Man, typically when I towed garages, it was because I got a call. Or I was told, actually, that's not completely true. We had one account where it was once a day, drive the garage and look for illegals and haul them out.
Damn. Did you ever let, you had somebody's car up on your tow truck. Did you ever let them off, like a good-looking woman or something?
Yeah, I actually have. It wasn't because it was a good-looking woman. It was because I believe the hard luck story. But we didn't operate like you see on that, you know, whatever, that Discovery Channel show or that crap in which, you know, we were real hard asses. We didn't do a whole lot of that. Now, I've done mechanics lien stuff. I've been shot at.
Whoa. I want to be clear. I don't want my situation to raise to firearms. Thank you for the call, Ben. I appreciate you.
No. That's not going to happen. I was towing someone's car who didn't pay a bill. They were not happy with me. That's what it was. It wasn't they were illegally parked. They didn't pay their bill, and it was about $1,000 bill.
Jeez. All right, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a good one.
You too, bud. Landfill. I like how he was like, we weren't real hard asses or anything, but this guy wasn't even illegally parked. He just hadn't paid a bill, so we towed him, and then he shot me. Last tow truck call. Morgan, what up? You got a solution for me?
Possibly JP, possibly is your buddy own or rent?
My buddy owns.
Awesome. All right, so what you want to do is have him check his condo documents, see if it's okay for him to lease the parking spot out. If it is, he can lease it to you for a dollar. You're legally set.
All right. Now you're talking. I appreciate it.
And it's another possibility.
What?
Another possibility is it could be an upset tenant who put the sticker on your window. Maybe you're parking in a spot.
Yo, so here's the thing. There aren't assigned spots. Like, it's color-coded, and as long as I park in the right color, I've been cool for 3 years. And then one day, I just no longer was cool.
Well, some people are clowns.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. I appreciate you listening.
Anytime.
Thanks, dude. I feel like I've reached no real resolution, and the best answer I can think of is to come into the office less. Because we figured out 16 times 18 was 288, right? That's if I pay the daily rate. And what is it to pay monthly? 250, 260?
230. Or you could get towed. That would be great too.
What do you think getting towed is going to cost me? Like $350?
Yeah,
to get out.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.